Good morning, everyone. All right, it's working now. The reason why last time it was not working is because a virtual machine issue. Well, actually, no, it wasn't a virtual machine issue. It was actually something with my main computer. Daniel's just going to join us in just a moment. Don't worry. At least I think he will. I closed my door, though, because there was a lot of tragic stuff going on in the living room. Don't ask. Come in. I have your headset ready.
Sweet.
Just put it on. And make sure to close the door behind you, because there's still, like, a lot of arguing going on, as you heard earlier. I don't know if you heard it, but it's just how it's gotta be.
Okay.
They were just throwing a big fit about stuff, and I don't even want to talk about it right now.
Okay, that's fine.
But anyway, I hope you didn't hear any of that when you walked in.
Not much.
Okay, good. So anyway, this is the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, now branded as with Daniel and Jesse.
Hello, how are you doing today, Jesse?
Cool. Anyway, I think to kick this segment off, I'm trying to figure out... Oh, by the way, yes, this is our 100th episode, by the way.
I just realized
that, because it looked online on our thing, and it said this is supposedly going to be our 100th episode. I just realized that.
That is pretty awesome. You've worked hard on this, haven't you?
Yes, I have. And this is going to be our 100th episode for June 11, 2024. I think the first one we did was back in May of last year, I believe. In the last segment, we're doing weather and a reflection of our morning show over the past year. So first, I think it's only fair to read some weather first, so let me go ahead and get that started here to reload this up. Oregon, there you are. Still haven't loaded this up yet. I should do this ahead of time like I always do, but sometimes I don't. It's okay. Alright, here's the latest report for Tuesday. It is a Tuesday, June 11th. Clear skies, 59 Fahrenheit degrees. Wind is south-southeast at 3 miles per hour. Relative humidity is 66%. The barometric pressure is 30.03 inches. Here is the 5-day forecast. For Tuesday, it's going to be clear, high 63, low 56. Wednesday, it'll also be clear with a high of 72 and a low of 60. Thursday, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high of 74 and a low of 61. Friday, that was Thursday, I was just reading, by the way, it's mostly cloudy. High of 74, low of 61. Friday, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high of 68 and a low of 63. And rain on Saturday with a high of 64 and a low of 56. But, of course, that could change, obviously. And that's the weather for you guys. Alright, let's read some news now. I just get from here, sort of. Let's see what we got here. I was watching WWDC 24. It was kind of cool.
The last segment
they were doing in WWDC, it was this cool thing, Apple Intelligence.
Oh, what's that?
It's their version, I think, of AI, I think.
Isn't that Siri?
Possibly, yeah. Guide to the AI strategy for iOS 18, iPadOS 18, and macOS Sequoia, or whatever. This is from the Wall Street Journal, which apparently is not loading for some reason, so we're just not going to read that. But maybe we can read this one from The Verge. Okay, let's just read this one from The Verge. I think that Wall Street Journal article just doesn't want to load. But I think the Wall Street Journal is one of those websites where they make you pay.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I know. Gotta love that. Anyway, Apple announced Apple Intelligence at WWDC 2024. It's named for a new suite of AI features for the iPhone, Mac, and more. And starting later this year... Okay, yeah, you have your... Sorry, that's good. starting later this year. Apple's rolling out what it says to be a more conservatorial Siri. Yep, that's right, just like you said. Custom AI-generated Genmoji and GPT-4.0 access that lets Siri turn to OpenAI's chatbot when it can't handle what you ask it for. That's interesting. The company that once refused to use the term artificial intelligence when talking about its machine learning features is now, as best as we can tell, now catching up finally with just about all the table stakes features that Google, Microsoft, and others have rolled out in the last year. The company says that the AI features will be available only on the iPhone 15 Pro and 15 Pro Max and iPads or Macs with M1 or later chips, and only when their language is set to English. That means it's only going to be available on the phones that are 15 Pro and later. So if you have phones older than that, like my SE or whatever, it ain't going to work. Which one do you have?
I think I have a 12.
It ain't going to work.
Oh, man.
It's okay, though. But the features will start rolling out this fall on iOS 18, iPadOS 18, and macOS Cicada, but you'll still be able to get the iOS update, you just won't have the AI features or whatever, that's all. But yeah, and Siri will be a rainbow ring around the edge of your screen soon, that's interesting. Let's see this article image, let's see what it is. I think it said it was a GIF of some sort. Kind of loading, not really. Oh well, I don't care. Anyway, Apple said its AI features will carry out actions between apps, as well as manage notifications, automatically write things for you, and summarize your text and mail in other apps. As with other built-in AI writing tools, you can change the tone of something you're writing with just a prompt. The company also says its AI features can do things like reference one app to carry out an action in another, such as asking it to play a podcast your partner just sent you. Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting.
Now, when you invoke Siri, Apple says it has on-screen awareness, meaning it can understand what you're asking and take action with users' content in more apps over time. The company says that this will work in both Apple and third-party apps as well. Yep. And you'll be able to type to Siri. Not just talk.
Oh.
Before, you were just able to talk, but now you can type as well.
At least try to talk to Siri.
Of course, this is Apple, so there's a privacy story. The company says that many features will work on device, where that is possible. But when you ask for something more complicated, your device, whatever, an iPhone, Mac, or iPad, it will have to make a call to shut the request to the cloud automatically. Apple says it's using what it calls private cloud compute. The models that process more complicated requests are servers powered by Apple Silicon, and the company says it will never store or be able to access your data on servers as well. Also, the company says that it will let independent experts inspect code running on servers just to verify the privacy. That's it. Apple says it's rolling out Genmoji, a new feature that will generate emoji-like reactions on the fly so that when you can't find the one you want, you can just have it created for you by AI.
I can always find the GIF I want.
Cool point. Similarly, a new image generation feature is coming to iOS 18 called Image Playground. Kind of like what you said. Apple says the feature works in several apps, but it also has its own app by the same name. It will also let developers access an API to include Image Playground on their devices. Additionally, Apple's bringing AI to the Photos app. You can already search for objects pictured in your library, obviously, but Apple says it's improving how this works in the future. So you can search for things like a person who is doing cartwheels. It also has features similar to Google's Magic Eraser, like the ability to erase a person from a photo.
Nice. Take that, X's, am I right?
Yeah. ChatGPT, powered by GPT-4o, will come to iOS, macOS, and iPadOS later this year. As a chatbot that Siri can turn to when it's not able to do what you ask. And when it does this, Apple says it will ask your permission before it sends questions, documents, or photos to ChatGPT, and that, after response, Siri will present its answers to you. Apple said it was starting with the best chatbot, but that it would support other AI models down the road. The company also says that ChatGPT will also be available to use in system-wide AI writing tools. It can be used to generate images, and it obscures IP addresses. OpenAI won't be able to store user requests either, Apple writes. And finally, while you won't need to create an account or pay for ChatGPT, which is nice, Apple says subscribers can connect their accounts to use paid features within the built-in integrations. OpenAI published the same information on its website as well. And that's it for this story.
I bet ChatGPT is making a fortune off that deal.
They sure are! And it's almost 8:12, so yeah. That's probably the point where we go commercial. I'm glad this microphone works now. Both of them, actually. So there you go.
It makes your life easier, doesn't it?
It sure does. So let me see what we can put here. It's already 8:12, so yeah, we're just going over, but it's okay. We'll just have to learn to live with it. Three songs. Here we go. We'll put in Post Malone, I guess, 3 minutes. And then we'll put in Olivia Rodrigo. That's another 3 minute song by the looks of it. And I found a 4 minute song. I think it's Too Sweet I want to put in. Yep, there we go. That should work. Anyway, coming up in the next segment, we're going to do Food Talk and TMZ Celebrity News. Don't go away, we'll be right back. Yep.
That was Too Sweet, my host. Here's your host, Jesse Hackerson.
Thank you. That was very appreciative. Now we're going to read Food Talk now for this segment to kick it off. Yep, this is the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, by the way. To kick things off, we got Cheesecake Factory Cheesecake, Editor's Pick, of course. What else? I don't know if I've read this before, but this is our 100th episode, so it seems only fair. It's submitted by XAniant, not sure who that is. But the photo is by a guy known as Jonathan Melendez. I think he's done a lot of photos for these recipes, by the way. I feel sad for anyone who has never been to a Cheesecake Factory restaurant.
I haven't been.
Good, but she feels sad for you, too.
Okay.
And so does she, me, because I haven't either.
I look at that.
This cheesecake is out of this world. I think you'll find the nut crust quite unusual. But sometimes I double the crust portion of the recipe just so I can have a thicker crust. Interesting.
Hmm.
It's ready in 3 hours. It serves 8. There's 12 ingredients. Here's the ingredients. For the crust, yes, it's made of nuts. This is interesting. You need a 1/4 cup of finely chopped pecans, a 1/4 cup of finely chopped almonds, a 1/4 cup of finely chopped walnuts, 3/4 cup of finely chopped vanilla wafer, and 2 tablespoons of melted butter. Now, for the second part, the filling. You'll need 1.5 pounds of cream cheese, 1 1/3 cups of sugar, 5 large eggs, 16 ounces of sour cream.
Sour cream.
Ugh.
Hmm.
1/4 cup of flour, 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract, and 2 teaspoons of lemon juice. Anyway, it's a pretty long recipe, but hopefully it'll be worth it. Now for the first step. This is just for the crust. First, you want to mix all the nuts and vanilla wafer crumbs with melted butter and press into a 9-inch buttered springform pan. Try to align the sides as much as possible about 1.5 up the size of the pan and setting it aside. Now for the cheesecake. All above ingredients should be at room temperature before you begin. First, start by beating the cream cheese until light and fluffy. Then, keep the mixer on a low setting throughout the beating and mixing process. After that, add the sugar a little at a time and continue beating until creamy. Later, add one egg at a time and beat after each egg. When the eggs have been mixed into the cream cheese, add the flour, vanilla, and lemon juice and mix well. After that, add the sour cream last and beat well.
Weird.
Yeah. Pour the cream cheese into the spring pan. Place on the top rack in the middle of a 325 degrees preheat oven for 1 hour and 15 minutes. When the time is up, turn oven off, prop open oven door, and leave it in the oven for 1 hour. After 1 hour, remove from the oven. Let cool enough before the cheesecake is put in the refrigerator for 24 hours. A cheesecake should season. The weight is worth it, the flavor ripens, and it becomes enriched. Huh. Those last three steps I think were just comic, by the way. I shall admit. Alright, let's go back to those Applebee recipes again. And we'll just read this garlic mashed potatoes one. Applebee's has the best mashed potatoes. I found this knockoff recipe on ecookbooks.net. We had it last year for Christmas, and it was just heavenly.
Heavenly.
Yeah. It's ready in an hour. It serves 8-6 ingredients. Here's what you need. 2 pounds of red potatoes, 1/2 cup of milk, 1/4 cup of heavy cream, 3 tablespoons of butter, salt, and black pepper just to taste, and 1/4 cup of garlic, cold cloves.
It's not a lot of ingredients.
Well, yeah, it's just 6 ingredients, of course. Technically 5, we're not counting the salt and pepper, but yeah. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, technically 5 ingredients if we're not counting the pepper and salt.
Or if you're counting both of them, it's 6 or 7.
It'd be 6, yeah. Or yeah, technically 7, because it'd be salt, pepper, yeah, 7. Technically, you're right. Anyway, here we go. First, you want to place a single layer of garlic cloves on a sheet of heavy-duty aluminum foil and wrap tightly. Second, roast in a 400-degree Fahrenheit-degree preheat oven for approximately 45 minutes or until soft. Third, unwrap and let cool until touchable. After that, peel the cloves and mash with the potatoes when they are ready. Wash and rinse the potatoes under cold water, and it is not necessary to peel the potatoes unless you desire. In a large saucepan, or pot that is, bring red potatoes to a slow boil for approximately 20 minutes. Remove from the heat and drain in the colander. In a pan or bowl, combine the potatoes, peeled and roasted garlic cloves, and all other... Yeah, are they set up?
Yes, sir, and also just it has a
been picked up at Walmart.
It's picked up for me?
Yeah, otherwise you won't have any food to do with
it. But you mean it's what picked up for me?
And sometimes I have to show my identification as well. Alright, you can put the headset back on.
Okay.
We still got a little bit to go.
Okay.
Trying to think. 46, 46. Yeah, we're back on. We go off at 8:44, I believe. Anyway, I'll just start over from where 9 started. I'll probably just cut that part out. Oh well. In a pan or bowl, combine potatoes, peeled and roasted garlic cloves, and all other ingredients and mash with a potato masher, and keep warm. And that's it. That is Applebee's garlic mashed potatoes copycat recipe. Obviously, they have the best mashed potatoes, obviously.
Nice.
That is cool. Submitted by Ashley Madison. See the photos by Paul A.G. That's interesting. Anyway, I guess we'll finish food talk there. And we will go ahead and kick it off now with TMZ Celebrity News.
Bum bum bum.
Good. Hunter Biden guilty in a federal gun case facing 25 years in prison. This is a breaking news story, by the way.
It's a long time.
It sure is. Hunter Biden has learned his fate in his federal gun case. And a jury of his peers was convinced he committed the crimes now. President Biden's son was just found guilty on all three felony counts of lying on a federal firearms application. The lies were about his drug use. The jury only deliberated for 3 hours before they convicted Hunter. Now, Hunter was accused of filling out a form to purchase a revolver back in October of 2018, certifying he was not a user of or addicted to any controlled substance. Let's see what this thing is about. He had pled not guilty, and his trial had plenty of juicy testimony. Now, as we reported, Hunter's ex-girlfriend, Zoe Kestan, took the stand last week and told the jury about his drug days, testifying Hunter would smoke crack as soon as he woke up, at least in 2018 when they were together, that is. Hunter's ex claimed she saw him using drugs in September 2018, only weeks before he bought the gun, which was the crux of the case. That looks like Obama.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. He faces up to a 25-year prison sentence, but will likely serve only a fraction of his time. Will likely serve only a fraction of that time, if any, because it's his first conviction of any type. Now, of course, Hunter's father could technically pardon him from the federal conviction, of course, because obviously it's Joe Biden, because obviously he's the president of the United States of America, duh. Although he probably won't be for much longer, though, but I don't think Donald Trump is going to be, though, obviously. But he has already said he will not do that, though. So that's unfortunate. Now, Hunter's trial follows Donald Trump's historic felony conviction, obviously. And like Trump, Hunter did not testify in court either. Well, that's interesting. But anyway, here we go again to the next story. Where are you at? Alright, here we go. Sexy Red, on video during a huge airport brawl that got her arrested. This is part of TMZ Hip Hop. The TMZ Hip Hop exclusive, by the way. Sexy Red got arrested in New Jersey this weekend for a minor offense, but now we know she was part of a huge brawl after all, and video shows she appears to be very much in the mix. The rapper got thrown in cuffs and hauled off to jail early Saturday morning at the Newark Liberty International Airport, where the cops said she and some people she was with got into a fight with another group. Stuff in TMZ Hip Hop now has on surveillance footage. You gotta check out this video. You can see a few dudes catapult into frame at one of the terminals, immediately falling to the ground and going at with fists before Sexy enters the frame. Let's see this. Hey, hold on. I'll play the video. So what I'm going to do is, we're going to watch this video, but I'm going to unmute this. Actually, I'm curious to see. Let me check my settings really quick. Okay, so we're going to default to the TV audio. Yes, I think it will. So let me grab my remote here. I'll turn it up to 49. Pretty loud, but it'll be worth it. And let's hit play. Let's watch this footage.
Yep, they're fighting.
Sure are.
We're still fighting.
Yeah.
Oh wow. What is the thing called?
It's like a pole of some sort. Forget what it is though. But yeah, they're definitely going around fighting, I can tell you that much.
They don't look happy.
Seems that way. It looks like it's taking place at a hospital, maybe, because I can tell by the doors there.
I think they said it was an airport.
Oh, yeah, it was an airport. You're right. That's it.
Is that a flight attendant just chilling in the background?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, you can't be doing stuff like that in an airport.
Seems that way. It looks like that was taking place at 1:14 a.m. because it says right there, almost 1:15 a.m. That's pretty early, isn't it?
That is. No wonder why they're so grumpy.
That's funny, sort of. No, I think one of those is sexy red now.
I'm assuming the one with the red hair that comes in with the.
I think you're right, yeah.
Pole or whatever.
Maybe him, that there, yeah. Footage is pretty silent, obviously.
Hey, at least we heard the TMZ logo thing, right?
Good point. Da da da. That's funny.
Oh, I think that's her. Oh, and they're chasing her down.
Yeah. Oh, that would be him right there, I think. And see, there's the police now. Oh, that's him. I think he's in handcuffs. That's sexy red, because that's the guy that was in him.
Bum-ba-bum.
Bum-ba-bum, yep. That's correct. Yeah, it was the guy that had the guy right there that had that. That was him.
A mohawk?
Yeah, I think that was it. I don't know.
Sure it's not the one with the red hair?
I don't think it was. No, it wasn't this guy or girl. But I think it was a guy that had the rapper that was thrown in cuffs. It was the guy that had black hair.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, trying to figure out where we left off at. I think it was right here. She's the one wearing the red bonnet. Or maybe it was the red bonnet. I don't know. She's the one wearing the red bonnet, and from the looks of the video, she too was very much ready to throw down. So maybe you were right. Maybe it was the red bonnet guy. Rather than jump into the dog pile, though, she ended up using a stand on the ground and waving around as if she's ready to use on someone.
Okay.
It doesn't appear, though, that Sexy made any contact with anyone here, though. But luckily, someone else jumped in and pulled her away from all the madness. But she was right in the mix for a bit there. Airport personnel and security can also be seen running, trying to wrangle everyone. There's a lot of shuffling going on, and SR and company can be seen going in and out of the door there at the terminal, too. Eventually, cops showed up and arrested a few individuals, Sexy included. Still unclear, though, what exactly happened led up to bruh. But the Port Authority tells TMZ Sexy was ultimately arrested for disorderly conduct. Well, a couple others in that fight got booked on assault charges. And as for the alleged victim, victims, I should say, were told they went to the hospital for minor injuries. Well, that's fun. Sexy herself already appears to have addressed this. She also hopped on social media later this weekend, saying she just got out. Woo! And later offering to replace the phone of the people she got into an altercation with at the airport. So at least she seems to have a good attitude about it, so that's nice. We've reached out to her camp for further comment, but of course no word back. Yeah, that's wonderful. And fun.
So much fun.
Fun. Yeah, anyway, we're putting the commercial in now. We'll just put this, this one in. It's just a 2-minute one. I'll have to make do. Besides, I think we are going over anyway. I think for the music, we're going to put it, Post Malone featuring Morgan Wallen. I had some help. That should be 3 minutes. And then after that, I'm trying to think. Oh, yeah, this is going to be 2 3-minute songs. And, the next one, I think we're going to do, trying to think here. Let's just do Training Season by Dua Lipa. There we go. Anyway, coming up in the next segment, we're going to be doing Pokemon Go. Well, I'll be doing Pokemon Go, but you get the idea. More of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club coming up. Don't go away. Yep.
Yep. And here's your host coming live from Dallas, Oregon, Jesse Hackerson.
Thank you for being specific there. That was pretty interesting. And speaking of that, it is now time for Pokemon Go here in Dallas, Oregon, right on Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Courtesy of Nanatic and the Pokemon Company. Oh yeah, I gotta take this out of silent. Yeah, we'll make sure to do that. Hold on. Yeah, I had a feeling this is just gonna happen. That Goodra is knocked down. Just healing up my Pokemon here at gyms. I think our next segment, technically 9:03, but you get the idea. Because we started at 8:53, this segment's supposed to be 10 minutes. So technically this will end at 9:03. That's when we're gonna play our iDead.
Okay.
And we'll go on to Pokemon Sleep. Silverberry, but I hesitated there. There's one more here. That's good enough. Is there any... don't think there's any missions here. Yeah, I have to spin Boogie Stops to get the research. That's right. Needs to be revived. No, I might just stop it here on Pokemon Go. I don't know.
Why is that?
Well, I don't know. Usually it says a wait a minute, what's in this gym, I wonder? There's room. Old Mill, there is room. Okay. There's room in Old Mill. I'll get in it later. Red Gym. Let's see who put all in this gym, if anything. Quite a bit. Not my concern, though. What? Team Rocket. Looks like we scared them all off. Want to try to locate a different area? Huh, nothing here. Let's see if we can pick up the trail to a new location. That's funny. Anyway, I guess we'll just get out of this now. And close out that too. Yeah, I guess that gives us time to... Actually, no, we're not playing a commercial. We're just playing the iDead, that's right. Okay. Anyway, I guess... Well, coming up, we're doing Pokemon Sleep. Anyway, I guess we'll just call quits there, I guess. Anyway, coming up, we're doing Pokemon Sleep in just a few seconds. So, don't go away. We're doing Pokemon Sleep real soon. We'll be right back. In just a few seconds. We'll be right back. Pokemon Sleep is coming up in just a brief moment, so we'll be right back for our station identification. So don't go away. The second half, technically, of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club is coming up in just a few seconds. Don't go away. Well, we're back now, guys, to the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Good having you with us. That was our station identification, and now we're going to play Pokemon Sleep. Let's do it from here. I don't know if Siri can open it up properly, but not take any chances. Okay, I guess I'm gonna have to update it. So I think there was, you're gonna have to bear for the silence here, because I'm gonna have to update the app. Where's the, share app? How do I get to the App Store page? Oh, yeah, I'm probably gonna, I'll just have Siri open it for me. Open App Store. I don't want to play frickin' Roblox. I don't know why everyone loves Roblox so much. So annoying. Sorry about all this silence here. This is why... This kind of reminds me of being a Billy Core these days.
What do you mean by that?
Open Pokemon Sleep. What I'm trying to say is, Billy Core is Nostalgia Mall. He's a guy that does Packard Bell videos, and he always has issues on his channel.
Okay.
Okay, maintenance completed. I gotta do a Netter update. God dang it. Download is complete. Alright, we'll go ahead and synchronize the frickin' Pokeball. Just put this in silence. Alright, now remember I was telling you about yesterday where when Pikachu accidentally went to sleep yesterday and went Pika Pika Pikachu before you were going where you clocked out. This is what happened.
Oh.
So not only did I get 2 slaps in the face, 3 slaps in the face, but technically 4 slaps in the face.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I am not happy.
Oh, boy.
In fact, I'm just going to go ahead and review that later. I am just very unhappy about that right now.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like it was not a very good sleep score anyway. It was only 71. Usually, and this is the only segment where we can do Pokemon Sleep, guys, so... So if we don't do this, we can't do Pokemon Sleep at all. But it doesn't look like to me it's even gonna be a good sleep score, so... I'm not even gonna bother with this, so... Let's just go ahead and head out of there. I hate Roblox and everyone that freaking plays it. A part of my language. I hate when everyone shoves Roblox down my throat. I guess to just, not really sure what we can do for the remainder of the segment. I'll just probably, review that report later off the air. Regrettably, because again, I am just really upset right now. I just don't really feel like doing it with you guys, so... You're just gonna have to suck it up and deal with it. The Macintosh Desktop Experience. Yeah. There's also another game that people like shoving down a lot of throats, Fortnite, and some people hate Fortnite, Don't get me started on that. I don't even think Fortnite's even available on the App Store. Because, in fact, let's see if we can look that up.
Do you like Fortnite?
It was pretty good, actually. I liked Fortnite better than Roblox, to be honest with you. I just don't know just look it up. Why is Fortnite not available on App Store? Epic sued Apple. Fortnite has been permanently removed from App Store and no updates are allowed. And their leads, you're screwed. You can't play it on the phone. In other words, you're totally screwed.
Oh.
You can never play it again. Hello, we are users here just like you, and you are posting to someone who themselves doesn't understand the game is no longer available. What would you like them to do for you? It's a technical form, not a complaint center. Take a look here. Product feedback, Apple. In other words, Apple doesn't care. Because even saying feedback usually doesn't do the trick anyway. It's usually the same thing Google recommends anyway, and usually Google just makes it worse. Fortnite is gone, and unless it returns to the App Store, we don't know when or if that might happen. And there probably won't be more information made available until after the following legal proceeding is resolved. Yeah, basically, we're not really doing Pokemon Sleep in this app. We're just reading about how the App Store is blocking apps and whatever, so that's very unfortunate. Hello, this is a forum of end-to-end users just like you. We are not Apple, and Apple's not here. Fortnite is not in the App Store, and more than likely will not be for quite some time, if ever. So the ability to use it on Apple devices is never going to be a possibility at this time. Read the other post, this friend. Until Apple and Epic resolve their differences regarding Fortnite, it will never come back to the App Store. When it does, you can be sure the event will be everywhere. You're right, it's gone. Epic Games has pulled the app. I want Fortnite now. No, this is a user-to-user form, not Apple, where you have no control over what it is in the App Store. Apple and Epic developers of Fortnite are currently in the middle of a legal battle. Fortnite was removed from the store for violating Apple's terms of service. And until that lawsuit is resolved, Fortnite will not return the game to the App Store, and Apple will not allow them to put it back at all. Go ahead. Friends don't work here. And by the way, Google did remove the Fortnite from their Google Play App Store as well. And until the lawsuit between Epic Games and Apple is resolved, Fortnite will not return. And threatening Apple will not make the legal process move even faster. Go right ahead. Unless you've been living under a rock, you should know that Apple and Epic, the maker of Fortnite, are embroiled in a nasty lawsuit that could take years to resolve. So Fortnite will not be coming back to the iPhone or iPad anytime soon. So you go right ahead and pay $100 for their brand of phone, just so you can play Fortnite. You know, of course, that Google also pulled Fortnite from their Google Play Store for the same reason Apple did. Epic wants to bypass both stores' commission policies. But you should know, of course, that there is a lawsuit going on between Epic, Apple, and Google, and that Fortnite will not be available on iOS for years to come unless Epic agrees to play by its rules. So your beef is with Epic Games CEO one Tim Sweeney. He could end this if Fortnite could return to both stores. But Mr. Sweeney is bent on pursuing this lawsuit so he could forget about Fortnite, period. Complain to Tim Sweeney, CEO of Epic Games. He is the one who started this imposse. Email him and ask him to get the Fortnite back in the App Store. He has the power to do so by simply following the rules dropped his lawsuit and Fortnite is back. Simple as that. So you want to do that now? Huh? Apple's nothing to do... Apple has nothing to do with your PlayStation 4. Removing Fortnite from the App Store would have no impact on or bearing on what you have to do with your PlayStation 4. PlayStation 4 is owned by an entirely different company. That means Sony. If Sony chose to remove Fortnite from their store devices, you can complain to them. And also, this is a user-to-user forum. You're not addressing Apple here. We are, just as users like yourself, have no way of working out with Apple Epic Games, I should say. It was removed from the App Store because Epic Games violated a developer agreement they signed with Apple. It was removed from purchase because their developer account was terminated. If you want the app back, you'll have to ask Epic Games to stop their court appeal after they lost the original court case against Apple. I am now firmly convinced that these posts are being made by pranksters or paid shills. Notice that the posts are a single sentence and the offer never, never, ever responds. The grammar is subpar, so they could be from non-English speaking territories. Apple and Epic, developers of Fortnite, are currently in the middle of a legal battle, and Fortnite was removed from that store for violating Apple's terms of service. Until that lawsuit is resolved, Fortnite will not return that game to the App Store, and Apple will not allow them to put it back. You can't just ask Apple to ignore the violations by Epic and put it back, okay? You know what? I just realized we're out of time. Alright. Now we'll have to put the commercial in. Alright. I don't think we're gonna bother putting that original programming commercial in because, we were completely screwed. So we'll just put this one in instead. We'll still put it in, we'll just put the other one in first. Still gonna be a 3-minute commercial though, by the way. And for music, we gotta put in, not playing that again, let's play Nicki Minaj, Miley Cyrus, and a 4-minute song. Trying to think here. How about Agoura Hills, Doja Cat? How about that? Anyway, coming up in the next segment, we're going to do a weather report and reflection on our morning show. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. Now for this segment, which is our longer one, which is 23 minutes, obviously. We'll count this. 51, that's correct. Yeah, okay. So, we're going to keep going until 9:51, of course. Here's the latest report for Tuesday. Yes, this is the weather. 62 degrees outside, wind southwest at 5 miles per hour southwest. Clear, 62 degrees. Relative humidity is 60%. Barometric pressure is 30.06 inches. Tuesday will be clear with a high of 66 and a low of 59. Wednesday will be clear with a high of 72 and low of 60. Thursday will be mostly cloudy with a high of 74 and a low of 61. On Friday will also be mostly cloudy with a high of 68 and a low of 63. And on Saturday will be rainy with a high of 64 and a low of 56. And there you go. That's the weather for you guys. You're welcome. Now, that was pretty quick. So now, excuse me, but of course that was kind of obvious. Anyway, for this segment, we're going to do something different. Since this is technically our 100th episode, obviously.
Whoa.
But I'm just going to double check something here. I'm probably going to have to log in. Yeah, I'm probably going to log in. I hate doing that, but oh well. So I have to learn to live with it. Just hit manage. Okay, maybe it doesn't show it on here. Maybe I gotta do this then. Yep, if we upload this one today, that will be 100 episodes. We're at 99 so far with June 10th, but this one will be our 100th episode now.
Wow, that's a lot of work.
It sure is.
A lot of fun?
It was, yeah. And now we're going to be previewing the work we've done so far. by playing some specials of promos we did. First things first, I think we're going to start things off a little bit boring, but and it was May 21st, that was my first episode. Technically, it was uploaded on May 26th, but it's still technically May 21st. I think I just uploaded them all on May 26th because it was all ahead of schedule. But anyway, we're going to kick things off with this promo, Food Talk, for May 21st, 2023. It's from the first episode I ever did. Well, I had done episodes before that, but you get the idea. Mm-hmm. But anyway, here's Food Talk for May 21st of 2023. Alright, here we go. 50 quick and easy summer dinners. Let's check out this. Or not? Oh, there we go. Ranch and avocado pasta salad. Heirloom tomato tart. Black bean and corn tacos, corn fritters with bacon, roasted tomatoes, and avocados. Does it all have avocado in it? Cucumber and it's got to be something I would like. I'm a really picky eater, guys. Let's face it. But you know what? I'm going to read one of these anyway because there's probably other people listening. Well, probably not, but you know what? I might as well read one of these because I will be posting this on demand later. So, there you go. But this one looks interesting. Chorizo burger. Let's check this one out. I'm actually intrigued by that. Opening a new tab for some reason. That's fine, though. This was submitted by Chef Shadows. I found this recipe tucked away in the back of the kitchen drawer. I do not remember where it came from. Spanish-style burger made from beef and chorizo sausage. Topped with caramelized onions and smoked red pepper ranch sauce and shavings of manchego cheese served on oversized buns. These are 1.5-pound burgers for big eaters. I'm sure they are. They're ready in 50 minutes. There's 15 ingredients. I'll read them out loud to you. Serves 4. First, you'll need 1 pound of ground sirloin, 1 pound of chorizo sausage, 1 tablespoon of vegetable oil, what else? 1 medium onion that is chopped, 1 roasted red pepper that's quartered, 1 cup of ranch dressing, 1 pinch of powdered saffron, apparently. I've heard of saffron, but I didn't realize it was a thing still. 1 teaspoon of Spanish paprika, 1 tablespoon of vegetable oil, 3 medium onions are sliced, 1 tablespoon of brown sugar. Don't forget the salt and pepper. Can't go wrong with salt and pepper. That's on the list, too. 4 large Kaiser rolls, I think is how it's said. 1 tablespoon of softened butter. 4 ounces of grated manchego cheese or 4 ounces of grated cheese of your choice. I think that's it for the ingredient list. Yep. Here's the directions. Step 1, in a large bowl, mix together the ground sirloin and chorizo using your hands. Well, you really shouldn't be using your hands. You probably should have gloves on, just saying. Then, step 2, set aside to let the flavors blend. Then, step 3, heat 1 tablespoon of oil in a skillet over medium-high heat. Then, step 4, add 1 chopped onion and sauté until it's tender. Step 5, transfer the onion to the blender. Step 6, add the red pepper, the ranch dressing, the saffron, and paprika. Now, on to step 7, pulse until fairly smooth. Step 8, refrigerate until it is needed. Step 9, heat the remaining oil in a large skillet over medium heat. Step 10, add the remaining onions, brown sugar, salt, and pepper. Step 11. Cook and stir for about 15 minutes until the onions are golden brown. Step 12. Set aside. Step 13. Preheat the grill for high heat. Step 14. Form the meat into four patties slightly larger than the buns. Step 15. Place burgers on the grill and cook for 5 minutes per side or until done to your liking, you know. What else? Step 16. Split buns in half and spread the butter on the inside. Step 17. Place on the grill to toast briefly. Step 18. Place burgers onto the buns and top of caramelized onion and the roasted pepper ranch sauce. Step 19. Sprinkle with a few shavings of cheese and place the top of the bun on top. And there you go. That is a chorizo burger. Alright, that recipe I just shared from Food Talk from May 23rd of 2023. Yes, that was the very first episode we did. Well, I mean, technically we did episodes before that, but this was the very first episode I did with the radio DJ software, obviously. But that was chorizo burgers I was talking about. It was the very first thing I think I ever shared, which is kind of interesting. But anyway, we're going to move on to another promo. See if we find a suitable one here. What's this one here? Oh yeah, my first legendary in Pokemon Go. I think all the others are just Pokemon related, but yeah, we'll play this next one here, which is just basically me talking about my first legendary Pokemon in Pokemon Go. And I think it's about this Pokemon, which is Enamorus. I still have it, by the way. It's only a 2-star, though, but it's pretty kick-butt, I will admit. it is. I usually don't do too much with it, but I still keep it around for, like, gym battles and stuff like that. You get the idea. Comes in handy. But anyway, enough said. This is my first legendary Pokemon, Pokemon Go, called Enamorus, which, by the way, is from Pokemon Legends of Arceus, by the way, if you're wondering. So anyway, here we go. Alright, I wanted to show you that, well, sort of show you that one Pokemon I got the raid. Okay. Here it is. It's spelled E-N-A-M-O-R-O-U-S. Oh, let me try again. E-N-A-M-O-R-U-S. Yeah, that's it, right there. Enamorus. I think that's what it is. And I believe this is what it sounds like. It's cry. I don't think I've heard it before, but here it is. Hopefully you can hear this. That's different. But it's a female, though. Oh. Caught yesterday, by the way. It was a pretty tough one. Well, it wasn't really that tough at all, because we had like 12 people, actually maybe 15, I don't know. But a lot of people were with us, believe it or not, so it was pretty easy, actually, believe it or not. So, yeah. I got mine, it took me a few balls to get mine, but I finally got it. Aunt Lou, believe it or not, got hers on the last flipping ball. Which was kind of interesting. It kind of reminded me of that Kansas City Chiefs game I watched at the Super Bowl. Because, yeah, they got theirs at the last, their touchdown at the last secondary overtime. So, yeah. Only problem with this Enamorus is it's only 2 stars, though, but I'm keeping it anyway, just I'm accepting how it is for 2 reasons. One, it's legendary. 2, I just like it. It's really nice. I just like it. Anyway, that was the MC Promo 100, my first legendary Pokemon from Arceus, Legends of Arceus, I should say, Enamorus. And yes, like I said earlier in that, Aunt Lou did get hers on the last ball, but of course, that's to be suspected, of course, but yeah, not really, but again, of course, but hey, I've gotten some Pokemon the last ball. There was like Zapdos and that paper-like Ultra Beast Kartana. Not talking about the Windows 7 or Windows 8 or 10 assistant, I should say. And now we're going to move on to another Pokemon promo, which would be a 5-star raid battle, which also happened on the air as well. This happened on March 22nd of 2024. This was when we were fighting Tapu Lele, by the way, back on March 22nd of this year, by the way. It's a minute and 55 seconds. Obviously, it does not include the part where I catch the Pokemon, because obviously that drags on too long, and obviously even then I didn't catch the Pokemon, so there you go. But anyway, here is that 5-star raid battle from March 22nd of this year, so there you go. Here we go! It's Tapu Lele or bust. Discharge? And by the way, I forgot to tell you this. I already have a shiny Tapu Lele, by the way. But it would like a 3-star one if necessary. But the Tapu Lele I have is only 2 stars, though. But it is shiny, though, which is really nice. But it's really cool, though. Oh, no, that's the best thing. Oh, too late. Oh, well. Oh, well. I'll dodge this guy, though. Sorry. Sorry. I just gotta get away from the Moonblast. Sorry, Gengar. It's dodging the Moonblast. It always comes in handy sometimes. No. Oh, no. I can't do that. He's a Flareon. Ooh, cool, Rayquaza. Oh, he's already in the red. God dang it. Oh, that might be it for me. Yep. Ooh, this is pretty cool, guys. Check this out. If he's almost out, that might done it. Yep, when it does that, it means he's out. Yes, we did it. Yeah, it likes to raise up for some reason when it ever does that. It's quite bizarre. But it's okay, we got it. It's all good. Big one, charge and ready, traveler, final strike. I got final strike, by the way. Cool. Yeah, we're gonna go over, but it's okay. Alright, that was that 5-star raid battle from March 22nd of this year. I will admit it was pretty fun getting the rewards, but I didn't catch the Pokemon though, but oh well. Anyway, we're now going to move on to another promo. This one, I believe, is a minute and 24 seconds. This is just me talking about my game returning to my YouTube channel and how happy I'm about it. It's from December 5th, 2023. No introduction required, so here we go. For one of the audio channels, while I'm talking, being a little bit quieter than normal, unfortunately, I can't force it to mono, sadly, with this program. Like I can with my YouTube channel, it just is not possible, so there you go. And speaking of my YouTube channel, I got some good news, guys. I am now able to play Pokemon Mystery Dungeon, Gates to Infinity, and Pokemon Super Mystery Dungeon again. And you're probably wondering how I fixed it. Well, guess what? It was a simple fix. I just cleared the cache of some graphics thing or whatever. It was basically a simple fix, and I'm telling you, I feel like I'm not even going to say his name, guys, okay? But I feel like saying it, this guy on YouTube, I feel like him all the time, but I'm not going to say his name, but I feel like him all the time, just saying, okay? Just saying. But I'm not going to say his name because I feel like an idiot when I say his name because, well, you get what I'm saying. It's that video, it's that guy that does all those Packard Bell videos or whatever, so there you go. Alright, that was the next promo. Pokemon Mystery Dungeon is back. And, of course, I did mention Nostalgia Mall, by the way. Don't know why I mentioned him almost mentioned him, but I'll just mention it to you. Nostalgia Mall on YouTube. I don't know why I mentioned him. But you know what? God love Packard Bell and Vintage Computers. And obviously, all the stuff out there. But anyway, alright, we got one more promo to play. And, of course, I definitely wanted to save this for last. This is all my legendary Pokemon as of February 26, 2024. Now, I do have more legendary Pokemon now, obviously, like Tapu Koko, Tapu Lele, and also Tapu Bulu as well, of course. I think I have a few Tapu Kokos, only one Tapu Lele. Well, actually, I think I have two Tapu Leles, I'm not sure. Yeah, I think I have at least two Tapu Leles, maybe three Tapu Kokos, and at least one Tapu Bulu. So you have much more legendary Pokemon, along with Suicune and all the others I caught from those Rocket Raids. But, of course, this was from February 26th of this year, so this was older, so... But hopefully you'll still enjoy it. But anyway, this is our last promo before we finish off the show. Anyway, all my legendary Pokemon as of February 26th, 2024. Here we come. And checked it. Oh, yeah. I caught... Alright, I caught... Well, let me turn this down a little bit. I caught some Pokemon at raids, a lot of them. That's why I had to buy some coins with real money. Yes, that's right, real money with my iTunes money. I had to buy some money, coins with real money. Yep, not kidding. To get some Pokemon, and I'll show you right now. Giratina. Regius. You see? Palkia. Dialga. The spirit. Dialga again. Regius again. As elf, him again. As elf, Palkia again. Giratina in a different form. Heatran, Cresselia. Cresselia again. Enamorus. And last but not least, Zygarde. I believe that's it. Yep, that's all the legendaries I have. Alright, that was all the legendary Pokemon I had as of February 26, 2024. Obviously, I have more now, but of course, you already knew that, but there you go. Anyway, I guess that might do it for this show, guys, so we're going to go ahead and put a commercial on now. Simple as that. Guess we'll just do the PSA. Seems simple enough. That's what I always do. Scroll wheel on this mouse doesn't really work at all, so I kind of have to use the scroll bar.
Oof, that gets inconvenient, doesn't it?
It's okay. Okay. I am used to it. Okay, I think that's 3 minutes. I think we're going to finish it off with Madison Beer, Make Me Mine. It's Yeah, we'll do that. And then we'll do Lovin' On Me by Jack Harlow. Good song, by the way. Pretty short one, though. And to finish it off, Rima and Selena Gomez, Calm Down. Simple as that. And that is it for the morning show. It might end off a little bit later, though, like 10:04, though. But, oh well. I don't know what's up with that, but oh well. Anyway, that's it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. I will hopefully see you again soon. Actually, you won't be able to hear me on June 12th because I just realized because on June 12th, I have a dentist appointment tomorrow. And because it's going to be from 9:30 to 10 a.m., as a result, I will not be on the air tomorrow. So that is rather unfortunate. So, no morning show tomorrow, guys, but hopefully I will be on the air on Thursday. Do I have anything on Thursday? Nope, okay. I will be guaranteed to be here on Thursday, guys, but as far as June 12th is concerned, no morning show, not gonna happen. But anyway, I am Jesse Atkinson.
And I'm Daniel.
We will see you on Thursday. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.